Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks start up a pair of games in the Sunshine State tonight as they take the ice in Florida's West Coast and try to shut down the NHL's most explosive team, the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Blackhawks, who have won three of their last four games, look to make it four out of five, but they're going to need a defensive effort like on no other night this season. Face off inside the Hawks zone, and the Hawks end up with it. Jan Ruta passing up the left wing at center ice. Artem Anisimov hands it off to Patrick Kane, and with a lightning line down the left wing, he shoots, he scores! Patrick Kane snapped one high and into the top right corner over the glove of Vasilevskiy, and the Hawks take a 1-0 lead here in Tampa, and just under 4 minutes gone in the hockey game. Should have been an interference call, but nothing called. Meanwhile, Boma finishes his check with a thunderous hit behind the Lightning net on Girardi. Play stays in the Lightning zone. Franzen drops it to DeBrincat, bottom of the left circle. To Keith, high slot to Franzen, top of the left circle. Back to Keith, back to Franzen, to Kane. He fires, he scores! Patrick Kane from the bottom of the right wing circle snaps it into the top shelf past Vasilevskiy, and the Blackhawks, on the strength of a 5-on-3 power play goal, lead the Lightning 2-0. What a precision shot by Kane. Yeah. Quick pass now, Vasilevskiy to Stamkos over the hot line down the left wing, shoots, glove save is made by Corey Crawford. Stamkos had that one targeted for the top right corner, and Crawford flashed the lever and took a goal away from the NHL's leading scorer. Cruising through the high slot, Kane fires, blocked by Hedman. Look out, this ricochets down ice into the Hawk zone. Hedman on the gallop, has it over the Hawk line. Fed it back, high slot, and then a drive, they score. A shorthanded goal for the Lightning. It's Andre Palat taking a pass from Ryan Callahan. Callahan got the pass from Hedman at the top of the left circle and sent it over to Palat, who hammered one from the right wing circle. It's now 2-1 Hawk. Callahan tried to spin it into the right circle and did. Kunitz got it there, passes over, and a shot from the far circle. They score! It was Callahan firing from the left circle and deflected in front. And I believe it deflected past Corey Crawford. There's a bit of a melee at the top of the crease. And the Lightning have tied the score 31 seconds into the third period. Into Hayden skates. Kalorn took the puck away. Carries back through center ice over the Hawk line. Oh, and he is knocked down to the ice with a shoulder to the chest from Connor Murphy. That's the hit of the game for the Hawks. And the draw. It's won by the Hawks. Schmaltz will spin it down ice into the Hawk zone. Time elapses in regulation, and we go to overtime. Each team will get a point out of this one. The Blackhawks, who entered the game tonight with 22 points, now have 23. And the teams will battle for that extra point. In overtime, the Blackhawks have a record of 2-2, while the Lightning are 1-1. Kucherov kept it alive, right wing board. Stamkos now from the slot, put it to point beside the net. He shoots and scores. And the Tampa Bay Lightning win this game in overtime. Give an assist to the referee, Gord Dwyer, for that penalty call on Nick Schmaltz.
Yeah, this is just, I'm not complaining. It's a good hockey game. Blackhawks get a point. But this is just a terrible call by the officials in overtime. Ridiculous.